What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here. Another podcast today. I'm going to talk about a guy called Insane and about his journey through game. You might have known him from my Slack channel that I have closed, the public Slack channel, but you might have not. But definitely he's on the VIP Slack channel right now. Link in the description, by the way. You can sign up. It's $833 per month, paid annually, so $100, and it's only for VIP people. He's on there anyway, posting, so that's why I know what's going on. Like, all the good guys are usually on that channel. So Insane, I've known for quite some time. I met him once in London, and then he later joined the Hustler Elite, and then now he was on the Odessa bootcamp, and so, you know, I followed him for a couple of years with his progress and so on and so forth. And I just want to tell you the story of the journey because I think it's interesting. Before I do that, let me just quickly tell you what I think he did. I think he initially saw some videos of mine and then purchased the books, probably all of them, and then also the video products, and that's where he took his initial energy and teaching from. All of that you find in the description below. You can go to anthonyhustle.com. Everything is there, all the books, free PDFs, and so on and so forth. But his journey started basically, he's already living in Dubai. I met him, I taught him a little bit of day game in London, not too much because he only had a short session. And at the time, I think he was quite, not broke, but wasn't making too much money, so he couldn't really afford anything else but the, you know, online products, and the teaching was just a little bit too expensive. And then, you know, he started going out, he started getting results, and he got a raise, and finally he signed up for, you know, Hustler Elite, and then he got the teaching there. And I, you know, went with him through a bunch of sets. He bombed really hard a few times, and he did okay a few times, but he went on and on and on, and he never stopped, and that's what made him better. I remember him telling me that there was, in particular, some, I think it was a Polish model or something, that absolutely tore him a second butt opening. So, like, that really hurt him, and I think he learned his lesson there to always escalate, always take it to the end. He then invested a little bit in crypto, not too much because he didn't have too much, and it really tanked hard as well. And this went on. He finished the Hustler Elite. He was doing okay. He wasn't amazing, but he was doing okay. He was definitely getting results. Dubai was pretty hard. On the funny side, he got banned from a Dubai mall for day gaming in a Dubai mall. So that went on and on. And then, like, you know, he held his crypto and held it and held it and held it. And I think it, you know, turned him into a millionaire eventually. So that was good. Then he quit his job. And, you know, he didn't need the money anymore because he made so much. But, like, again, it shows the character, right? Who, like, holds something, you know, from a few thousand dollars up to a few million. Most people sell when they make a little bit of money. They don't have the long-term view. But he does, and he does keep going. And he also kept going with the DG, and so that was really good. You know, now he came to Odessa and he looked more confident, and I know he had done a lot of approaching, and compared to the other guys that were in Odessa, I don't think, you know, he was particularly better in the approach. I mean, he was smoother once he was in there, but what was more outstanding is he just, like, had this relentlessness, like going and going and going, and another and another and another, and that really makes the difference to have that relentlessness and just realize it's just, like, you know, just another day in the gym, just another day on the street. And that really then, you know, resulted in him getting, like, LA really quick. And also I observed him just going around. He was, you know, no, I'm not saying he's building the best attraction or doing this or that the best, but what he's doing the best is just keep going, and that's just something you can get if you do it a lot. So that's outstanding. And obviously now he has money. He's not working because he has made the money. That's to his advantage, and he's gamed a lot, and now he's going on a big tour around, like just spending time, going around, and using the time to seduce and learn and so on and so forth. Just another little story here. Before he came to Odessa, he had to fly from Dubai, and his passport is from an Asian country, which makes it hard for him to get into, the Ukraine. Actually, as a matter of fact, he came to Odessa and they turned him down and they took away his passport, and then they waited until the next flight back and they sent him back to Dubai. Okay, so then he flew back and he had already paid down all the money for the boot camp. He had to fly back from Dubai, but then in Dubai, you know what he did? Bought another ticket, this time to Kiev, which was the right port of entry, and then came in. So like, not a lot of people would do that. A lot of people would just say, fuck it, I missed it, I did this, I did that. But he just missed a day or so, so that wasn't really too bad. Again, like, if you really want it, if you really have the determination, whatever it is, in this particular, in this particular case, wanting to succeed at this and, making the most of it, you will do it. And he did it. And he came here, and I think he learned a lot. Even though he was already, like, he had already the work ethics, and the work ethics is really the main thing, Then, after the boot camp, what happened is that he went on to Russia, Moscow. And so, like, while most guys usually after a boot camp feel like some sense of relief, I did it, I can lay back now. That's exactly the wrong thing to do. The counterintuitive thing, but right thing to do, is to go hard after this and take that momentum and, prove to yourself that you can do all of the things you did in the boot camp also by yourself and in a different city. Because, like, when, Tony Hustle is standing around kicking your ass, giving you comments, and making pressure, it's all easy. When you're by yourself, it's not all easy. And yeah, what happened is, he said, in Moscow, I didn't want to approach the first days, but then I remembered, look at all the things I did with Tony. And I said, like, he's making excuses, they don't speak English, blah, blah, blah. But he really had no excuses, so he forced himself to, go there and go hard, and he wanted to, he told us what he wanted to do on the VIP Slack channel, and like strippers and high-end, fashion models and so on. So really the hard stuff, because if you've ever been to Russia, that's not easy. That's, that's the hard stuff. And the results, I've seen them, and I've seen more than anybody else, and they're amazing. And I'm gonna show those results on the Hustler Club, where the full podcast is published. I'm going to discuss them. I'm going to tell you what it takes after a boot camp to really take that energy, that experience, and that momentum, and turn that into long-lasting, persistent, predictable success, and not into a fluke, a quick energy boost that, fizzles out. You want some predictable long-term results. You want that anxiety of escalating, of approaching, which is also an anxiety of escalating. You want that to disappear fully and forever. And there's things that you need to do to make that happen. And that's what I'm gonna discuss now for the people on the Hustler Club. For those that are on YouTube, thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the channel and turn on the notifications so you can hear when I publish new stuff. Other than that, I've almost finished the what I call Hustler Vault, which is my new media platform. It's pretty cool for me. You can get all access to all of my essays and podcasts and also some music. And you will see pretty soon, there'll be an announcement when I publish this, and I have loads of new material that will go onto that platform. And anyway, with that, thank you very much. Peace out.